Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Let it never be said that Samantha Ricketts is not a woman of her word. As we finished up our interview last week, I said, all right, if y'all win, you got to come back. And she said, absolutely, I will. So here she is, Coach Samantha Ricketts, live at the Women's College World Series. My first question is a very important one because it affects not only me and you, but all of mankind. Can we eat broccoli? Are we allowed to eat it?
Absolutely. We're having it for the team dinner the night before game day. We will be, we've got it in all forms. Cooked. Okay. We steamed it in the dugout the other day. It was so hot. Raw, whatever it takes.
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Strange Brew Coffee House is putting out a, or Churn and Spoon is putting out a broccoli flavored ice cream. I am supposed to go try it tomorrow. I will report back. I will tag you in my review of the broccoli ice cream. You know, as a coach, it would have been emotional enough to go to your first Women's College World Series as the head coach here at Mississippi State. To do it at Oklahoma, at your alma mater, with everything else that's going on there, how did you manage the emotions of Sunday afternoon?
I mean, it was honestly surreal. It was just, I think it the first 5 minutes, I didn't say anything besides, oh my God, just trying to comprehend the moment, not just for myself, but for this team and for this program. And then obviously with it being Coach Gasso and that program is always tough as well. But just, you know, she said, if it can't be us, it needs to be you. Good luck. You know, she was exactly who I thought she would be in that moment. And just very thankful for her guidance and her influence on my career. And then at the same time, just very excited for this program and for this opportunity we have in front of us.
So, you know, I know you're a fan of the game, obviously. You know, I don't think you're one of those people who's like, once my team gets eliminated, I'm done watching the sport for right now. You watch the Women's College World Series. What has it been like seeing Mississippi State on the graphics and seeing stuff all over town welcoming Mississippi State?
And it's just, you know, something I think you always strive for as a coach. And when we're watching it, like, man, you know, we want to be there. That's the goal. This is what we want to do. And for it to come to fruition and in this moment with this group, and you've got Delaney and Peja and Nadia just all over town. And really, you know, the last, I don't even know what day it is anymore, but 48 hours and trying to get everything planned for this week, like the amount of directions everybody's being pulled in, like it's a lot. So I think for us right now, it's about being in the moment, enjoying this, celebrating it, but then knowing that as we get closer to Thursday, that we still have a job to do and we got to be able to lock back in.
So that was going to be one of my questions a little later, but we'll do it right now. Obviously this is a moment where you want your team to soak it in. You want to have that enjoyment of we're at the College World Series, but at the same time, there's still a job to do. I always think of Kobe Bryant at that press conference, like job's not done. Kind of moment, but at the same time, you want to have the fun of college sports. As a coach, how do you balance that? What's the message to your players? Hey, take all this in, but we still have a job to do.
Yeah, that was really the message yesterday. We did a little short practice just really to get them moving, and I told them one thing that this group has done really well all year long is they know when to lock in and when to have fun and let loose. And you know, I think you even saw that in the game on Sunday. Like it was, you know, to date, the biggest game of maybe in program history, and they were loose and having fun and just being themselves. And so I think that's kind of just the same thing. Like, let's keep doing what we do best and enjoy being around each other, be present in the moment. And then as we get closer in our preparation, we know that we have continued to have work in front of us that we need to prepare for.
It's almost like you're reading my questions off my sheet here, Coach, because you just hit on something else there. In the last 10 days, you've been involved in three of the biggest wins, obviously in your program's history, but more than that, in Mississippi State sports history. I would put what happened on Sunday in the same tier as State, you know, winning in the College World Series for the men, Morgan Williams' shot to beat UConn, so on and so forth. It's in that tier. as a coach, can you have that moment of, I did that. We did that. Can you, especially again when it's not over yet, can you take stock of what you've done?
I mean, I don't think it's truly hit us yet because we are so much on, there's still work in front of us that we need to do. Obviously, we did enjoy it. We did a really good job of celebrating. We had the team together. We invited all the families, took over a restaurant in Norman. Just as we're kind of watching it back on TV and they're listing all the stats and, everything they talked about, just how it hadn't been done in so many years. It's really cool to think about, but I think just the magnitude of it all, no, it's probably something after we're done with all this that we'll look back and be like, well, that was really big, wasn't
The stats coming out of this have just been ludicrous.
it?
Like it's some video game kind of stuff. If I read your resume right, you went to the College World Series once as a GA while you were at Oklahoma. So
Yes.
you have some experience there, but not a ton. You have someone on your staff who's got a whole bunch of experience and in this moment and in Coach Moat McKinney and what she's been able to do as a player. Do
Oh
you
yeah.
in a week like this, do you rely on her just a little bit more to be like, hey, we need you to explain to these players what we're going to be going through here.
See, now you're reading my mind because that's exactly the conversation that we had yesterday. We circled back once we got checked in, back to our hotel, had just another kind of staff meeting, things we wanted to look forward towards the week and what our plan was for everything. And Wednesday, we're gonna kind of get everybody locked back in, and she's going to address the team on exactly that, just what to expect from this week, what the environment is like, how to enjoy it and be in the moment when it is on this stage. But it's exactly the reason that I hired her, just knowing that Coach T has been on the stage as both a player and a coach, and that can't be understated, just how difficult that is and what she's done over the course of her career is just really special, and I'm very thankful to have her be a part of this journey for us. And she kind of even talked us through it in our meeting yesterday. It's like, hey, I asked her, I said, what are we missing? Like, we're going through the manual, we're trying to plan everything. I said, what are we missing that's not something that maybe we would read here that you think we need to make sure that we're prepared for?
I'm gonna make you pick your favorite kid kind of moment here, because I, just from as terms of a pitching performance, I'm not worried about the stakes of the game. I know that Sunday's win was bigger. Just in terms of a pitching performance, though, Fairclough no hitter or Everett shutout on Sunday.
I mean, I can't, I don't think I can pick. I think they're just both just unreal performances. What Alyssa did at Oregon against the seeded host team, just I think also something you don't see that's ever done before. And then Delaney, just I mean, again, how do you choose? That moment is just unbelievable for, a pitcher who's been here, who's been through so much over the course of her career, who's only thrown 12 innings this year, and to get the start. And then just to absolutely gut it out the way she did is just, I'm so proud of both of them. But I think obviously that Delaney moment with what that game meant for this program in that moment is always going to be probably the one that stands out the most to all of us.
I don't know what it is about Mississippi State sports that allows the university as a whole to create slogans off of every great win. But we've got, we don't have fans, your family. We've got praise the Lord and go dogs. We've got all this. Now we've got an underdog is still a freaking dog. When are the t-shirts going to get printed?
Listen, we're trying. We said we should have
That should have been the
trademarked
first thing you did, call a lawyer.
that one. Should have. But we're working on them right now. Mossy Oak helped us out with the Starkville versus everybody when we traveled out here. And we're trying to get something turned around pretty quick for the girls for this week as well.
Your team this year, we'll be nice. We'll say it was a team that won a lot of games with pitching. That hitting this year was an issue for your team at times. Then you go put 11 runs on the board. You come from behind twice on Friday. Then you put up 6 runs on Oklahoma. Where's the offense coming from? What is this late season surge? And should we just give you all the credit for
Now, we were just saving them for the right time. That's all we were doing over here.
it?
No, I think it really, all of this started probably about a month ago through those last couple of weeks of SEC play where it was a struggle to score some runs and there were some really frustrating losses and wasted pitching performances, quite frankly. And Coach Bratton told the team a story about, just priming the pump and just continuing to put in the work, and the water's going to rise. And just because we're not seeing the results yet, doesn't mean they're not going to show up for us. And, we really just kind of locked back in and just in the way we were practicing a little bit, really just made it simple. Just tried to take some of the pressure off and the overthinking of just go out there and do what you're here to do. A little bit more attack mindset instead of, being a little passive in the box. And we just really bought into that and practiced that week after week after week. And I think we started to see it show up for us last week and then really over the weekend and really the toughest environment it could.
Are you guys the villains this week? You knocked out the Oklahoma. You knocked out the team that's, from this state. Are you worried that you guys are wearing the black hat a little bit?
No, not at all. We're embracing the underdog role. We're David. We've got another giant in front of us, and I think we're just really excited, and we think everybody's in our corner right now. And we honestly, either that or we wanted to kind of count us out, one or the other.
You got the Starville versus everybody shirt on, so I guess that'll go along with that. All right, one more thing. If you win the national title, you got to come back on the podcast.
Deal. Let's do
Deal.
it.
All right. Coach Samantha Ricketts in Oklahoma City. Good luck to you this week as you try to bring your first national title to Mississippi State.
Thank you, Hail State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.